Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour.
It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Camel Country, 107.9. This is Gunner and Cheyenne.
Well, here we go. Welcome to Monday, September 26th, 2022. Hope you had an amazing weekend. Back at it today with your shot at a trip for you and the family to Disney's Alani down in Hawaii. We've got your round-trip airfare, ground transportation, four nights at Alani, and a resort credit. Your first opportunity to win that this morning is on the way at 7:08. I don't even want to talk about the Cardinals.
I have no idea what happened. I have no
clue.
They
lost.
Oh, gosh.
It was bad. It was really bad. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. There's a lot of people calling for Cliff Kingsbury's head, you know. Well, that's really aggressive. But in that way.
Yes. Yeah.
For him to lose his job. But he just signed a new deal. So I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, but you also got to deliver. So, hey. That's
we'll see what happens. They head off to Carolina next Sunday, and they got to get that win. They have to, because then the Eagles are in town the next week. The Eagles are undefeated right now.
The odds are stacking up.
Last week, we were talking about the rumor of Taylor Swift being the halftime show when the Super Bowl is in town coming up February 2023 at State Farm Stadium, which I guess she was asked. Taylor Swift was asked to do the Super Bowl halftime show, but she turned it down because she wants to finish re-recording her first six albums first.
Oh.
Which we've talked about that.
Yeah.
Remember the whole, she doesn't want somebody having the rights to her album. So,
yeah.
So he doesn't get paid for those albums. She's going to go re-record them. And then she gets all the money for her albums.
Yes.
So
yep.
She wants to do that before doing a Super Bowl halftime show, which just kind of shows you how
important it is to her.
How important it is to her, but also how big of a star she is and how much money she's got, because normally people would chop off the right arm to be able to do a Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Because there's millions of people watching.
Yeah.
You know? So it's not going to be Taylor. She's going to wait maybe next year, the year following. It'll be Rihanna. She'll be headlining the 2023 Super Bowl halftime show February 12th.
Okay. I'm not upset with that.
You good with Riri?
I like Riri. Yes, I do.
I don't know.
I think she's great. I think she's a great performer, too.
Well, she's got like songs with Eminem, and she's got a lot of collaborations.
Yeah, she's got a ton, so who knows?
That should be pretty good.
Yeah.
That's something to look forward to February 2023. Yeah, with that Disney trip that we're giving away again this week, we are going to stick with the Disney trivia for the morning riddle here. Here you go. What land is Big Thunder Mountain Railroad located in?
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, kind of keep it easy
Thank
on Monday.
You. Appreciate that.
Cheyenne's going on like 2 hours of sleep this morning.
It feels like it, yeah.
What land is Big Thunder Mountain Railroad located in? If you've ever been to Disneyland, you might be able to figure this one out. All right, what land is Big Thunder Mountain Railroad located in? We'll get you the answer to the trivia question coming up here in about 3 minutes on Camel Country.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, were you able to figure out the morning riddle? The morning riddle is a Disney trivia question, because we are giving away that trip to Disney's Alani all this week again. 708, 808, and 908. Just be ready for the code word to text in. So 708, your first opportunity. But because of that, we're doing Disney trivia. And if you've ever been to Disneyland, I'm sure you probably I have an idea as to the answer to the trivia question today. What land is Big Thunder Mountain Railroad located in?
I love this ride.
What land is Big Thunder Mountain Railroad located in? It's that runaway train ride there at Disneyland. Yes, it's coming in at 22108. Text of the 480, Adventureland. That is incorrect. Everybody else is correct.
You're so close, what do you got?
Yeah, it's right next door.
It is. It's Frontierland.
Frontierland.
Yay. Ting, 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 ting.
Come on. Frontierland. It's Monday. Didn't have the bell ready.
I needed the bell.
Plus, you went 1 for 5 last week on your ride. I didn't need the bell last week, pretty much.
Don't rub it in.
Frontierland is correct. If you got it correct, nicely done. We do the morning trivia question every weekday morning at 6 here on Camel Country. All right. Coming up later on this morning, got a lot of great stuff. I don't have the list in front of me because the printer wasn't working this morning. That's why we got a late start.
That darn printer.
There's a lot of, I got a list of things, according to BuzzFeed, that people just never will cheap out on.
Okay.
Like, think about going to the store, go to Costco, go to the grocery store. What is something that you will never cheap out on? You will always pay full price. You see the generic brand, you see the regular brand. Could be something like that, right?
Yeah.
You'll never cheap out on this particular item. Text us at 22108, but we're going to get to this BuzzFeed list next here on Camel Country. Camel.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, these days with inflation continuing to go up, it's making it a little bit harder to splurge, right? But I think everybody has something that you're willing to pay a little bit more for.
Yeah.
You'll never cheap out on it. What is that item? You can text us at 22108. BuzzFeed has a list of things that we'll never cheap out on, no matter how expensive it gets. Number one on the list is one that I never even thought of.
Okay.
Windshield wipers.
Oh!
Because it says the cheap ones always skip across the windshield.
I mean, that makes sense. I guess I just don't ever think about it because I just take my car into our good friends at Earnhardt and they just do it for me. I never think about it.
I would also assume we don't get much rain around here. So, I mean, that's another reason I don't think about it. You know?
That's also a valid point.
I remember up at the Pacific Northwest. Man, I was changing those things like every 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
The windshield wipers?
Because you use them so much.
Yeah, and then I'd buy them at Costco. I'm like, eh, I don't know. Because I feel like, I mean, they do the Rain-X ones at Costco, but I feel like those aren't all that great. I don't know.
I can't even give you my input.
You've never bought windshield wipers?
I have. But I, like, never paid attention, I guess. I do remember one time the rubber was hanging off on my windshield wiper.
No, that's not good.
No.
Yeah, that's...
I did replace them at that point.
Okay, that's good. Go to Walmart?
Probably. Had my dad put them on or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Number two, things that you'll never cheap out on. Dish soap and hand soap.
Yeah. I always buy Dawn dish soap, no matter what.
What about hand soap? My wife goes to Bath and Body Works, drops like $150 on hand soap. I'm like,
no, that's not me.
What the heck do we need all this hand soap? It was 3 for the price of 1. Okay.
That's okay.
Let's save money.
And still go to Target and get the big gallon. That's what I do.
Well, I'm just saying it's 3 for the price of 1. Let's go get the 3 for the price of the 1. Why don't we got to stock up like you do for $150? And I feel like it goes so darn fast,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. It does. It goes really fast, especially the foam ones. The foam soap
the
goes fast.
That's what she gets. Like the smelly foaming hand soap. Number 3, mattresses and bedding. Never cheap out on, unless you're Cheyenne.
Hey, my mattress is very comfortable,
didn't you get it
sir?
Delivered to your front door?
I did. Yeah, but it was like one of those airtight ones. It's a comfortable mattress.
All right.
Okay.
I'll take your word for it.
Don't judge
my
mattress.
I feel like those faux mattresses, like the ones that they roll up and airtight them, they're not that comfortable.
No, it's actually really comfortable. And it was COVID, okay? I needed a mattress. I don't know why you got to judge me so much.
Number 4, earbuds and headphones. Yeah, I'll never go. I'll never go anything other than AirPods. I did buy like some skull candy ones at the airport because I...
Oh, those are terrible.
Yeah.
They're terrible.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care for my Apple AirPods, to be honest. I don't really care for them.
Is it because of the suction in the ear?
No, for some reason, they don't fit well in my ear.
They just work so well with the Apple devices.
I know.
I have the Mac computer, I have a MacBook, I have an iPad, I have an
iPhone.
You're
a spokesman for Apple.
Yeah, I am. Because
yes.
I love it. They work so well together, so I'll never go away from an Apple AirPod or whatever because it works so well with all my devices.
I hear you. I do think I'm going to get some outer ear ones. I think I'm going to go back to Beats. I just don't like them.
Clothing, shoes, socks on the list, coffee, yeah. Cheese. It's, I don't know. Generics taste the same to me. I think the
generic ones can tend to be really salty if you're not careful.
Eggs. People never cheap out on. I think there was a
generic form of eggs.
Well, I know, but I'm thinking that's more so like, even if it comes down to be like $20 an egg, you're still going to buy eggs because you enjoy eggs. It's a good protein to have in your diet.
Yeah,
you
know? It is.
I think that's why that one's on the list. But you can text us to 22108. What is something that you will never cheap out on no matter how much it costs with inflation going up? We'd love to hear what you got. You can text us to 22108.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand. Well, I mean, if you love the beach, the white sand, the blue water. Blue is your color then, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We want to get you down to the white sand and the blue water in Hawaii. Disney's Alani, your next shot to win, coming up at 7:08. I came across this list on BuzzFeed of things that we will never cheap out on. As much as inflation goes up, you will never cheap out on this item. Number one was windshield wipers.
Which I get.
Yeah, you don't think much about it around here, though.
No, not until monsoon season.
Yeah, I know, which we have 5 days left. The countdown is up to the end of monsoon season.
You were waiting to say that, were you?
I was waiting to slip that in at some point this morning. 5 days left. But I guess, you know, if we don't have much rain and the sun's just beating down on your windshield wipers, it is going to come time to replace those suckers. But I never have had to do that yet in here 3 years. But I did, I traded my car.
Yeah. You just trade in the whole car. Yeah. Windshield wipers are due. Just give me a new car.
Yeah, just trade in the car. I'm not going to cheap out on that. Come on. So, Camel Nation, what about you? What is it that you will never cheap out on? No matter how much in price it goes up, you will always pay it. Like, if that's your thing, is 10 cents an egg right now, if you go up to $100 an egg, you're still in. You're still buying that egg. Because eggs, they're healthy.
They are.
For the most part. And they're part of a well-balanced diet.
They are. They're great.
Oh, they're great.
Something I never thought about, so I'm actually happy that it's on the list. it's absolutely right.
Text your coming in at 22108. What is something you'll never cheap out on? Text to the 480. A bra.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. 100%.
I wouldn't be able to speak on that, Cheyenne.
I will tell you, it's absolutely right. Like, you can't, a bad bra will ruin your day.
Yeah, but I mean, seems like you talk about, like, whenever you enter your door, it's always coming off anyway. So.
Well, yeah, because it's more comfortable to not wear it. But if you're going to have to be forced to wear it, you want something that's a good quality.
Text to the 480, peanut butter. It's got to be Skippy or Jif. Never generic.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Text to the 623, can I cheap out on gasoline? How would you cheap out on gasoline?
It's probably just the regular. And so they probably buy premium.
All I put in my truck.
Yeah, same.
That's it.
I am not paying extra for premium.
But would Arco be cheaping out on gas? I feel like Arco, like, I don't know.
I've heard that Arco's not very good gas.
Where would you go if you're going to cheap out on gas?
I don't know.
Text of the 520, allergy meds.
Absolutely.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
The Claritin D, I'll go the store brand every time.
No.
I never have an issue.
I can't. It doesn't work for me. I have to use Zyrtec. I cannot use off-brand stuff.
Text of the 480. We mentioned mattresses was on the first list. That we people that will never cheap out on mattresses and bedding. I called you out for having the mattress delivered to your front door, a foam mattress. Somebody texted in. Text to the 480. I have a Lucid gel memory foam mattress. Gunner, it's great comfort. Also, a 10-year warranty. Look them up, bro.
Yeah, bro. Look it up.
I got a free sleep number, and I'm still leaving on a sleep number. So
because it was free.
It was an endorsement thing. text to the 623, Coors Light. We're cheap out on Coors Light. Yeah, don't get the Costco. I don't even know if it's still around. The Costco version of the light beer. Oh, it's so gross.
Costco had a version of light beer?
They had
beer?
At one point. They had a light beer at one point. I don't know if they have it or not, but we bought it for a camping trip once. And it was just like, tastes like water. We're like, what is this?
Trash.
It's trash.
It's trash.
Takes the 417. Something I'll never cheap out on is toilet paper.
Yeah.
But I always get the Costco version of toilet paper. I'm fine. With the Costco?
Yeah, but Costco also, other than their light beer, apparently, their brand of stuff is pretty solid.
Text the 847, Heinz ketchup.
Okay, yep.
Text of 630, Q-tips, generic are never good.
Right? They're so flimsy.
Yeah.
I would say shampoo and conditioner. That is one thing as a grown adult I don't skimp out on anymore.
My top three, green beans. Never go generic on the green beans.
You and these green beans.
It will ruin your green bean casserole come Thanksgiving. Don't go generic on the green beans. Vodka. No, don't go cheap on the vodka.
Yeah.
Unless you know, growing up, you know, you don't go with the monarch.
No.
Now that you're an adult, you go for something a little bit better. And then soda. I always got to have Sprite. I will never go store brand on the.
Like the Sierra Mist.
No, that's name brand.
Is it?
I'm talking about the Safeway brand.
Oh,
Signature Select.
Okay.
Lemon lime.
Yeah.
It's just called lemon lime.
Yeah. The flavor is what it is.
Yeah. Thanks for those texts today. We got you a shot to win a trip for you and the family down to Disney's Alani. That's coming up at 7:08 here on Camel.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
It's Gunner and Cheyenne. Thanks for having us on this morning. Tough day yesterday for Cardinal fans.
I heard.
The big L going to the Cardinals. They lost to the Rams 20-12, which Cardinals did not even score a touchdown. It was all field goals. Matt Prater, the highest scoring guy on the team.
Oh my gosh. Oh boy.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp got his touchdown on the Rams, and they had a couple of field goals too. But the Rams moving on to 2-1. The Cardinals 1-2, which it's tough to see the team. They have not won a home game at State Farm Stadium since October of last year.
That's rough.
It is seven straight home games that they have lost.
That's kind of embarrassing.
And then, you know, I mean, yeah, it is embarrassing.
Yeah.
And you hear that stat, you hear that, and, you know, and you hear the people that are kind of bickering and whining about no home field advantage for the Cardinals. I mean, you hear this all across the league.
Yeah.
Is that the Cardinals are like the one team that does not have the home field advantage because a lot of people fly in to support their team.
Right.
Like when we were at the game week one against the Kansas City Chiefs, it was like 50-50.
Yeah, it was.
50% Cardinal fans, 50% Chiefs fans. It was crazy. But that will never change if the team can't win at State Farm Stadium.
Yeah. You have to give people a reason to want to be a fan.
Nobody wants to buy a ticket to a team that does not win at home. They actually, you know, luckily for the Cardinals, they do pretty well. They do decent on the road. They won last week against the Raiders in Vegas, right? We were kind of hoping that momentum would keep up going into this game yesterday against the Rams. It didn't. Now they're hitting the road again. They'll be heading out to Carolina to take on the Panthers next week.
So what do you think it is about State Farm Stadium that they just like can't?
I don't know. I think it's coincidental.
Pull out a win. Do you really?
I don't think it's like a haunted, like cursed place.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I think it's coincidental. It's the why they can't win in State Farm Stadium.
No idea. There's got to be something. There's got to be something.
What would you call it?
Like a bad omen or something.
Let's go with that, and let's get a new stadium out on the east side.
dibs. I agree with that.
A little land over there. We got the Coyotes.
Yeah.
Ding, ding. We got a win there. Cheyenne and I live on the east side, so we're a little biased.
It's a long drive to State Farm Stadium.
It really is
house.
A long drive from the east side. But, I mean, there's a reason why the Cardinals in that stadium is the cheapest team to go watch an NFL game with.
Yeah.
For a family of four. We read this last week. Family of four. It costs just over $200 to go watch an NFL game. Anywhere else in the league?
That's one ticket.
It's one ticket. It's almost twice that.
Yeah.
Or three or four times that.
Yeah.
To get your family to go watch an NFL game. You know, so the only way that we're going to get our home field advantage back is got to get the team to start winning.
Right.
And we got to get our local, the folks here in the Valley to buy the tickets and show up.
Got to rally.
And it sucks. I mean, I guess it doesn't suck, but I mean, we live in a nice weather destination town.
Right.
So you do get a lot of people like from Green Bay and all across the U.S. That have crappy weather. They want to come down and watch their team play in the sunshine.
Yeah. They're willing to fly down. And I think that's great for their team. Like, what about us?
So will Cliff Kingsbury turn it around? Soap, he just signed a new deal. We got him for a little bit.
Yeah, I hope so.
But, I mean, I'm sure they can get out of that contract. It costs a lot of money.
They'll figure it out.
For time to get out of that contract. But, all right, we'll see. Good luck to the Cars next week.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
We want to get you down to Hawaii to Disney's Alani. We'll get you a code word to text in here in just a moment. Want to read some of these comments coming in on text at 22108 in regards to the Cardinals and them losing and just the disappointment we have with the team. Why can't they win at home? They have lost 7 straight home games dating all the way back to October 2021.
That's a lot. That's a lot, a lot.
Nobody wants to spend that kind of money to go watch a team lose.
Yes.
So what is it? What's the issue? Cheyenne thinks that the stadium is cursed.
Yeah, I think that there's a bad omen for them.
Let's go with it. Let's get a new stadium.
I'm fine with it. I'm good with it.
That's a lot of money.
Yes.
That's a lot of money. Let's see. Somebody goes, text to the 480. Call it the Campbell Country Stadium, sponsored by Gutter and Cheyenne on the east side.
Right, I love that.
We're both on the east side. We're a little biased. We like, we already got the Coyotes. Who else can we get next?
Yes. We're trying to pull everybody over there.
Text at the 602. Ninja Duck, I told you. The Cardinals suck. Ninja Duck was my very first email address.
I love that it has stuck the way that it has.
People are hanging on to that. Somebody sent a picture through Instagram, too, of what a ninja duck would look like.
I love it. I think you should get it tattooed.
Just go with ninja duck at camelcountry1079.com. We'll just keep that email address alive.
Absolutely.
Text of the 480. It can't be a curse at State Farm Stadium because other teams seem to win there just fine.
Yeah, but it would be a curse on the home team.
It'd be the home team
curse. Home team curse. Because somebody's got to win,
yeah.
And for some reason, it's just always us.
Text at the 602, the Cardinals get complacent when they're at home.
Oh, okay. But don't you think at some point you would stop being complacent and you'd, want to win?
I don't know, man.
I mean, I'm not a professional athlete, nor have I ever been.
Yeah.
But I feel like at some point you'd be like, okay, it's time to win a game at home.
Text from the 480. As long as the Bidwells are the majority owner of the team, this will continue. They are not team-oriented. They make crappy calls. Think of the Jets of the West Coast. I hope we don't fall down to Jets caliber.
Is that bad?
No, they suck.
Oh, I don't know.
They were like 1-15 last season or something
that.
Yeah, they're a little... I think the quarterback just went down this last weekend, too, so they're going to continue to suck.
Ooh.
Text of the 480, I love Fitzgerald, but I'll never support the Cardinals as long as the Bidwells are the majority owner. Text of the 602, Cliff and Kime suck. Text of the 480, Cardinals have always had a terrible team. Text of the 480, Cardinals need a miracle to save the team. I mean, they look good on paper.
Yeah.
It's got to make the connection, right? Is it Cliff? Is he the one that needs to go? Is it the ego that's kind of holding the team back? It may be. He didn't have an offensive coordinator. Cliff Kingsbury's the one making the calls into Kyler Murray's helmet. He's picking the plays.
Oh, really?
So if Cliff can't get it done, somebody else has got to do it. They just signed him to a new deal.
Yeah.
We know how contracts work around here. I'm assuming their contract is similar.
Yeah.
Just buy him out of the contract. Get a new coach. Seems easy to say.
It seems very easy to say. Really? I would be sad to see Cliff go. I like looking at him. So
yeah,
he's a good looking dude.
He's an attractive single man.
So from a very selfish perspective.
You want to keep, yeah. But do you want the team to win or lose, Cheyenne?
I'm here for a winning team.
Okay.
Preferably led by Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, hopefully you can figure it out. Hopefully they can figure it out.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, the memories that you and the family will make at Disney's Alani will last forever. They will. I've got a trip for a family of 4. Round trip. Airfare, 4 nights hotel, resort credit, all that. Your next shot to win coming up at 8:08. Some of our latest qualifiers, Mary Atterbury, Lisa Garland, Daniel Calfayan, Kathy White, or West, I mean.
Kathy. You go, Kathy.
Yeah, so they just for qualifying, they get Disney gift cards. And then, of course, qualified for the whole kit and caboodle.
Which is amazing.
So your next shot to win coming up at 8:08 this morning. Yesterday, the news came out that Rihanna will be the halftime show here at State Farm Stadium in February 2023. Hopefully, the Cardinals can turn it around and be a part of that Super Bowl, make it a home Super Bowl. They got a lot of work to do.
Cool.
It's an uphill battle. But teams who have started the season at 1-2 have made the playoffs in the past.
That's true.
But hopefully, we can figure it out. But Rihanna, the halftime show, we had talked about a rumor last week that it was going to be Taylor Swift, but she actually turned it down, which is crazy. These Super Bowl halftime performers, they don't get paid to perform.
Really?
They do it because of the exposure. You have millions of people
right.
watching you on TV. So their record sales shoot up.
Yeah.
Rihanna maybe getting ready to announce a tour or something. They typically try and line that up. So when she announces her tour, she's going to be doing the Super Bowl halftime show. Ticket sales straight up, along with the listens to her songs on like Spotify and stuff like that.
I mean, that makes sense when you put it that way. I had no idea they didn't get paid.
They do it for the exposure. And who else could be with Rihanna? I mean, Rihanna's, I mean, I'm sure you grew up listening to Rihanna. Maybe you've never heard of her. I don't know. But I grew up listening to her.
Yeah, same.
And she's done a lot of collaborations. Which, if you were excited about last year's Super Bowl, which was, it was Snoop Dogg, right?
It was Snoop.
50 Cent.
And Eminem and 50 Cent.
All these people that we grew up listening to. It could almost be a repeat of that at this year's Super Bowl halftime show. Because she's done collaborations with Kanye West and Jay-Z. T.I., that song that's on The Hangover, Just Live Your Life.
Okay, that was not even close.
Live your life. Maybe check it up an octave. Just live your life. No?
If nobody knew what that song was, that didn't help.
The octave going up and down didn't help. Okay. She's done one with Eminem. The Monster. I'm in love with the monster.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got it on that
no,
one.
No, I didn't, because I know that song. I like Riri.
I'm just going to stop singing, man. This is so bad. Rihanna and Drake. Rihanna and Chris Brown. Rihanna and Calvin Harris. She's done a lot of collaborations, man. It could be another one of those halftime shows where you're just reliving and reminiscing. What's the word I'm looking for? It's a nostalgia, you know, from growing up and listening to the music that you remember listening to on the pop station.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I know it's not country, and I know everybody wants a country halftime show.
When was the last time that a country has been a halftime show?
It's been a long time. But I am not upset about this. This is one of the only reasons I watched the Super Bowl.
Would you have preferred Taylor, or would you have preferred Rihanna?
Honestly, I think they're both really great. I personally am looking forward to seeing Rihanna.
Taylor turned it down because she wants to re-record her other albums before she does the Super Bowl halftime show, which just kind of shows you how much money, how much exposure you already have.
Yeah.
You don't need the help of the Super Bowl halftime show.
She's like, meh, I'll do it another time. Right now's not my time.
She's going to wait.
Good for her.
So that Super Bowl halftime show, the Super Bowl, will be here in Arizona coming up in February 2023.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, hope you had a great weekend. Thank you so much for having us on this morning. We've got your shot to win a trip to Disney's Alani down in Hawaii coming up here in just a moment. This news came out over the weekend. Something happened on board an American Airlines flight. Now, we talked about it before a couple of weeks ago. People have been airdropping photos aboard flights, right? If you have an Apple iPhone, you're able to just kind of airdrop a photo to somebody, but they have to accept it in order for it to appear on their phone. But what people were doing was airdropping inappropriate photos to pretty much everybody on the plane that had their airdrop on.
Right.
Right. So airlines are saying, hey, or the pilot in that case said, hey, please don't airdrop inappropriate photos on this flight.
If not, I will turn this plane around.
Yeah, he just threatened to turn it around like a dad on a road trip. But what happened on this latest flight, American Airlines flight had its intercom hacked by a person who grunted the entire trip.
What? How do you hack an intercom system?
That is a great question. But here, you want some audio?
Yeah, I do.
All right, here's what it sounded like for the passengers on this flight. Did somebody let a cow on board?
Sounds like you're having some digestive problems.
He's like this airline food y'all got. So then the flight attendant gets on there and what does she say?
Ladies and gentlemen, we realize there is an extremely irritating sound coming over the public announcements. The flight deck is trying to troubleshoot,
I can't really hear it. It says there's a very irritating sound coming over the intercom right now.
Did they find out who it was, or did it just stop?
It does not say that they figured it out.
Well, that's unfortunate.
The flight crew had to apologize to everybody on board for a dude who decided to.
I wonder if it was somebody on the plane.
Oh, it had to have been.
I mean, you would think, but like, if you can hack it, you can hack it.
They figured out the Bluetooth thing. I don't know.
Oh,
they
maybe.
I mean, the airplanes nowadays, I don't know. I don't put airplanes together. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Maybe they do have an advanced intercom.
But wouldn't you notice the one guy with his phone up to his mouth?
Yeah. Where's everybody in his row pointing
exactly.
the finger?
Maybe they thought it was funny, too. I don't know.
Why's the guy got a pillow over his face? It's probably the guy with the pillow over his face right now making those sounds. You're right. Why didn't anyone
find
him out?
Yeah, why didn't nobody notice? I don't understand.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Here we go, a brand new week. And the end of the month. Hey, we got 5 days left in monsoon season. October 1st is on Saturday.
That is just weird.
The month flew by.
Yeah, it did.
Crazy. But appreciate you having us on. Hope you had a great weekend. And who would have thought eating glass could cause health problems?
Literally everybody in the entire world.
Well, not David Blaine. Not the magician, right?
True.
He's been eating glass a lot of his life because that's his thing. During an interview, he recently said a dentist told him the nerves in his teeth were almost exposed. Not to mention, there's also chemicals in glass. He says, quote, the chemical that they use to make glass is also going into your body, so that's not the best idea. David says his metabolism and short-term memory have taken a hit due to the stress his various stunts have put on his body.
Yeah.
And he said there may be some other residual effect he still doesn't know about yet. This is the guy that kind of like traps himself in water, all chained up,
yes,
right?
Yeah. He is crazy.
Since David is a father to an 11-year-old daughter, he's a bit more cautious now. He says, quote, the way I approach things is very different, very calculated.
You know what? That reminds me of you. Because that's something that you have said a lot.
Yeah, I used to do a little more dangerous things.
I mean, I wouldn't say that.
Well, okay, so the dangerous... As dangerous as I went with diet pills.
Yes.
You know, the ephedrine that makes your heart go, you know,
yeah.
But you drop weight quick. But I mean, ever since I have my daughters, I have not wanted to pop one of those pills because of the way it makes me feel.
Yeah.
And, you know, every time I'm on it, I'm like, man, my heart is just going to explode one of these days.
Yeah. And so like that really, really does remind me of you.
I mean, kids do change you.
Oh, they totally really do.
And what also got me thinking on this is there was that time prior to me getting braces. It's killing me that I cannot eat a chicken wing right now.
I'm sure it is.
Because every Friday for a while there, we were going and checking out different bars and restaurants around the valley and their hot wings. We went out to Booty's, which, you know, that still by far was the hottest wing that I'd ever had.
Yes.
That sauce, I think, was made specifically to melt your tongue off. They're like, let's melt somebody's tongue off with all these hot peppers.
You don't even have nose hairs after you smell it. Because I didn't eat it, but I didn't have any nose hairs after it.
I had like two wings, and then it was just milk the rest of the meal. And I had no room in my stomach because of all that milk that I was putting down to even eat any more food.
No, because you ordered the chicken wings, and then you ordered a chicken sandwich on top of it, because normally you'll just blow through the wings and then eat.
Yeah, that's true. I was ordering a second meal.
but you can't do that with booties.
It's hot. But I mean, I would go around. But I mean, we'd go to all these different restaurants on Fridays.
Uh-huh.
We'd eat wings. Saturday, I'd be like, you know, it's like...
Just dying in pain.
It was. I was like, oh. And then, you know, and then Sunday'd roll around. I feel good again. And then here comes Friday. And then Saturday, you know, I just have like these gut cramps, right?
Yeah.
From having those hot peppers in my system. Now, I haven't done it in a while. But is that something I have to be concerned about? Can hot wings cause you health effects from eating the hot sauce and the hot peppers all the time?
I would think that... you could possibly be looking at an ulcer.
So that could cause an ulcer. Eating hot peppers could cause an ulcer.
I'm not going to say yes positively, but I do feel like that could be a cause of it. Like, I think that that's something you could get from that.
Because I feel like it's not normal for your body to have those kind of cramps.
No. Not
Was it worth it? Yes. But
is it normal? Nah. No, it's not.
Will there be long-term effects of it? I don't know. You know? But what is a health issue that you're experiencing because of long-term exposure to something you love? Like, what is it? Maybe it's sports, you know?
Ooh,
I mean,
like
there are
injury.
Long-term effects.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of talk about the football players and the head trauma.
Yeah.
You know, but football, they love what they do.
And they're going to continue to do it.
They know the risks.
Yes.
Going into playing. So what are you experiencing now because of long-term exposure to something you love? What have you been doing that you know, because you were doing it so much because you loved it, now you're kind of suffering the consequences of doing it for so long? You can text us at 22108.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, kind of curious, what health issues are you experiencing right now because of long-term exposure to something you love? David Blaine, he is a illusionist, a magician, an escape artist.
He's crazy.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
He has eaten glass. And so in a recent interview, he was talking about how his dentist has told him that the nerves in his teeth are almost exposed. He is now realizing about the chemicals in glass, that the chemicals that they use to make glass is also going into your body, which is not the best idea. He says that his metabolism and short-term memory have taken a hit due to the stress of the various stunts that he has put his body through. So kind of the list goes on and on.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
So it started making me think of what do I love and what are the long-term effects of something that I'm doing right now, which, I mean, for work, I just sit here and talk into a mic. I'm sure there's not very many long-term effects there.
Yes.
Except for when Cheyenne's gone and I'm in here by myself and it's a padded room. Then, you know, I get a little mental.
A little loopy.
Like, why am I in this room by myself?
And there's no windows!
Yeah, so, but the one thing that I love that I haven't been able to partake in as of late is hot wings. Love hot wings, man. You eat. I can't eat the wing because it's on a bone and it'll pop a bracket off my teeth now that I got the braces thing going on. But when I was eating them, I would sit there and sweat and just enjoy it.
That's what you call enjoyment?
Oh yeah. In the moment.
No.
Oh, and it's so good.
Oh,
mango habanero buffalo wild wings is the best. Like, cause that one's like a neutral kind of heat. Like, you go to Booty's and you get some of their hot wings, like their hot wings. You eat that. The next day, you're like, oh.
It's death.
Yeah. Well, it's death for like a few minutes. And then it's like, ah, I've cleansed myself. That's what I was thinking during that window that we were doing the hot wings every Friday. It's like, man, it's like a cleanse. Man.
Sounds awful.
But anyway, you know, I'd be cramping and thinking about it, I'm like, is there long-term effects from eating peppers and continuing to eat these hot wings? And you said could be ulcers. Yeah. So you could get an ulcer. Some people are saying it could be a gallbladder issue.
Oh, yeah.
So am I the only one getting cramps after eating hot wings?
No, I don't think so.
Do you get cramps? Oh, you don't eat hot stuff.
But when I do eat hot, I have started eating more hot stuff. When I do get stomach cramps.
You do?
Yeah.
It could be a normal thing. I guess it could be a gallbladder thing. I don't know. Text of the 480, my girlfriend has gastritis from hot fries.
Ooh.
Long term of hot foods mess up stomach lining, so hot wings, yes, they can have side effects.
Ew.
Maybe the braces are the best thing that's ever happened to me, Cheyenne.
Maybe. Your stomach's going to have a whole new lining by the end of this.
I know.
Fresh and ready to
up. That's right. So when the braces come off, hello, hot wings. I got a fresh lining. We're good. What health issues are you experiencing because of long term exposure to something you love? Let's see. Text of the 480, welding and metal fabrication. I'm 37, but I feel like I'm 67. It's hard on the body, but right for the mind.
Ooh, yeah, I can see how that would be rough on the body.
Text of the 480, I used to play professional baseball in the 90s. I tore my shoulder and I've had it repaired 4 times, but I still continue to play and continue to tear it.
Oh my gosh.
And if you love it.
If you love it, you love it, but my man.
Text at the 623, neck and lower back pain, 60% disabled from pulling G's as an F-16 pilot for 30 years.
Wow.
Text at the 480, softball, a lot of broken bones. I'm 32 and have a lot of arthritis, knees, elbows, hands, and fingers.
Yeah, I bet.
Text at the 480, I love tacos. They are life. Now I got body by tacos. Yeah, that's a long-term effect of tacos.
My health problem is food. Food and my
that's
weight.
Right. Text of the 928. Hangovers every morning. Love me some whiskey.
That sounds terrible.
Text of the 740. Motocross. 21 broken bones and counting.
Oh, my gosh. I have broken one bone in my lifetime, and it was terrible, and I never want to do it again.
Which bone?
My ankle bone.
Oh, that's right. It was being drunk at a concert.
I was. But I don't ever want to break another bone again. It was terrible. So how do you do it 21 times?
Just over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
Or all at the same time.
Just one really bad
You're
crash.
In a giant cast. Can't move anything. Somebody's got to take you to the bathroom. There. Yeah, yeah. That kind of a thing. All right. Appreciate those texts today.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, the Cardinals were hoping yesterday to give a little kiss to the Rams, send them back to L.A. with a loss. That didn't happen.
No.
We didn't even get a touchdown. Not one touchdown. We got 12 points. All of them came for the foot of our field goal kicker, Mr. Prater.
Thank goodness for him. He officially needs a raise. Oh,
I'm sure he gets paid quite a bit there, Cheyenne.
I'm sure he does, too.
You know the people who... already make the big money are the people that should be scoring, like Kyler Murray.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Tough loss for the Cardinals yesterday, 20-12 to the Rams, and hopefully they can pull it together, you know, and they're heading out to Carolina next Sunday. And I don't know who is the quarterback in Carolina.
Oh, I have no idea.
Come on, Cheyenne.
Why are you asking me that question?
So a lot of people are, you know, I was looking at the comments and on Twitter after the Cardinals put out the final score from yesterday, and everybody is saying fire Keim, fire Cliff Kingsbury. They just signed Cliff Kingsbury, the head coach, to a brand new contract.
Yeah, they did. But, you know, he's not doing what needs to be done, and that sucks.
And what's that, winning games?
Yes.
You're getting paid to win.
You had one job, to win the game.
Yeah. I was just looking at some odds on Twitter. The Cardinals have the, what's the verbiage on it? They're already like predicting who's going to have like the top pick in the draft. Like they're already just like waving the white flag and just calling it a season for the Cardinals.
It's like week three.
Yeah, like they're like third favorite to have the number one pick in the draft.
Oh, boy.
And that's not good.
That's not good at all. Even I know that's not good. Oh,
prove them wrong, Cardinals. Let's turn this sucker around. And now that's seven straight home games they have lost at State Farm Stadium.
That's kind of embarrassing. Aren't you supposed to have like a home field advantage?
Yeah, that's what it should be.
Yeah.
Home field advantage. Even though the numbers aren't coming out, you know, for the Cardinals fans aren't showing up. When we were there week one, it was 50-50, half Cardinals fans, half Chiefs fans. I don't know what it was yesterday. I'm sure it was probably a lot of Rams fans yesterday. Nobody's going to want to buy tickets to a home game if you can't win at home. Who wants to go, you know, spend that much money to watch a team lose?
Not me.
So, I mean, if they're hoping to turn it around, I mean, it starts with the coaching, right?
Yeah.
Let's get some coaching in there that knows how to use Kyler Murray. You just signed him to a big contract, hundreds of millions of dollars. Might as well use him with what he's good at.
I feel like there should have been a game plan prior to making that big contract. Like, you should have had a plan for him.
They didn't go to him.
You can't say we need to, you know, use him the way that he needs to be used. Shouldn't he already know how to do that? Cliff already know how to use him? I mean, he's been his QB for a couple years.
He knows how to use him.
Yeah.
But it's proven, obviously, the last three games. I mean, they got that win in Vegas. But,
yeah.
I mean, it's been proven the last 3 weeks, or I mean, even the end of last season, that... How do you use him? You know, is Cliff the right guy? They obviously think he is. They signed him to an extension.
Yeah.
A 5-year extension. But is Cliff the right guy? I think there's a lot of people saying no. Let's get somebody new in there that's going to make the calls that'll get Kyler, you know, doing what he's best at doing. Right?
Thanks for listening to Gunner and Cheyenne on Demand.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.